We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, peace-loving viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Z
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streamings on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea donates $1.8 million to AOLAC, or Vietnam, to establish the ACEAN Cyber University. In ecology news, Canadian researchers find that trees provide dwellings for abundant wildlife. In animal protection news, an Indian radio host is honored for helping to save the life of a precious bird. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 29th, satirist, poet, and novelist Dr. Eric Kastner is remembered. One of the most famous international children's authors of the 20th century, Dr. Kastner, a pacifist, was born in 1899 in Dresden, Germany, and passed away on this day in 1974. His books are distinguished for their humor and respect for youngsters' innate sense of morality. Among his best-known writings is Emil and the Detectives, which has been made into a drama and film several times. Honors for Dr. Kastner's exceptional work include the American Library Association Mildred L. Batchelder Award and the Hans Christian Andersen Award. May uplifting and engaging stories such as those by Dr. Eric Kastner continue to enrich individuals of all ages.
Flying news. Dozens of lives lost to South Korea storms. As of Thursday, July 28th, flash floods and landslides throughout the north of the country caused at least 77 to perish or go missing amidst the heaviest rainfall in 50 years. In the capital city, Seoul, some 20 lives were lost as mudslides overtook hillside homes and apartment buildings. Police declared an emergency throughout the city as major roads turned into churning streams of water, with a swollen Han River almost completely submerging trees in some sections.
Adding to the danger were 10 landmines that the defense ministry said had still not been found after being swept away when a landslide hit an air artillery in the northern part of the city. Some 75 kilometers east, in the Gangwon-do provincial capital Chuncheon, landslides caused the collapse of several buildings, with another 13 who perished, including 10 student volunteers. A spokesperson for the Disaster and Safety Management Office stated that about 9,440 were evacuated from flooded homes, with neighboring North Korea also affected, as the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies reported evacuations there amidst torrential rainfall since July 26.
Conveying her deep sympathies and loving prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance, saying that emergency funds are available. She requested that they please go, if possible, to aid the worst hit.
With appreciation to all officials and personnel working to assist the disaster afflicted, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. Our prayers for the victims' comfort and that such weather extremities subside through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Heat waves spark fires in Russia. A raging blaze started in Russia's southern Rostov region on Tuesday, July 26th, as temperatures well above 30 degrees Celsius set off unexploded munitions in a forest that were left over from previous times of war. Meanwhile, firefighters sought to contain some 220 fires burning across the country, which by Wednesday had grown by 35% within a 24-hour period due to the high temperatures. State TV also reported that in Moscow, where temperatures had reached 35 degrees Celsius, many subway passengers fainted from the heat, while in other areas, such as Volgograd, thermometers registered more than 40 degrees. Our thankfulness for the dedicated efforts of the Russian firefighters, as we pray for the protection of the people and wildlife alike. May our greater benevolence toward all fellow beings help ease such destructive conditions as these.
Wow. World rallies to assist crisis in the Horn of Africa. On Monday, July 25th, representatives of 191 UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, member countries met in Rome, Italy, for emergency talks on ways to increase aid for the deepening crisis in Eastern Africa. More than 12 million people in conflict-stricken Somalia and parts of Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, and Uganda have been affected by the worst drought in six decades, with an estimated 3.7 million Somalis, or a third of the population, on the brink of starvation. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, states that nearly 40,000 Somalis have fled to the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and another 30,000 have arrived at settlements 50 kilometers from the city as they seek to escape drought and famine in the southern and central regions.
Since Sunday, after access was granted by the Al-Shabaab group to some of the south central areas, humanitarian organizations such as Kuwait Direct Aid, the International Red Cross, and the International Red Crescent have distributed food in Lower Shabelle, one of the two regions in Somalia recently declared as famine-stricken by the United Nations. On Monday, President of the International Islamic Charitable Organization, or IICO, Dr. Abdullah Al-Matuk, announced that the Emir of Kuwait, His Highness the Emir Sheikh Sabah Al-Ahmad Al-Jaber Al-Sabah, had donated $1 million, opening the door for the organization's donations campaign to provide further help to the drought-stricken people of Somalia. Also initiating aid programs are Jewish humanitarian groups Isra Aid and World Jewish Relief.
The United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, has meanwhile begun to airlift emergency food supplies to Somalia, and on Wednesday said a plane with 10 tons of nutritional supplements had landed in the capital of Mogadishu to treat 3,500 malnourished children for 1 month. Meanwhile, on Wednesday in Nairobi, Kenya, the UN held a donors' conference in follow-up to Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon's appeal seeking $1.6 billion in aid to the Horn of Africa over the next 12 months. The World Bank recently pledged over $500 million in donations, mostly for long-term projects to aid farmers, with $12 million for immediate relief. The European Commission made a new donation of $40 million for immediate relief efforts as it pledged to mobilize another $86 million in addition to the $100 million already contributed to the Horn of Africa earlier this year. The Red Crescent Society of the Islamic Republic of Iran also announced plans to dispatch a second humanitarian aid convoy, including food and sanitation materials, in a week.
Upon first hearing of the dire conditions in the Horn of Africa in early July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to save the children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in emergency aid for the crisis in the region, saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our appreciation, Somali and other international governments, groups and individuals working to assist the drought victims in the Horn of Africa, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional aid. With sorrow for the precious lives lost, we pray that blessed precipitation and abundance may quickly be restored to the region through our concerted efforts toward kinder care of the planet as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. Words of a Hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass and the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 544. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People in countries like China, Israel, Kosovo, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Syria, and Yemen continue to gather as they call for greater human rights and freedoms for themselves and fellow country persons alike.
Saudi Arabia. A Saudi activist stated on Wednesday, July 27th, that the government had released 44 of the 93 protesters arrested during rallies over the past 4 months, while the Human Rights First Society reported some had been subjected to mental and physical torture during their detainments.
Kosovo and Serbia. Police commandos agreed to withdraw from two border checkpoints on Wednesday and were replaced by members of a North Atlantic Treaty Organization-led NATO peacekeeping force as the UN Security Council called an urgent meeting to resolve recent tensions between the two countries.
China. Members of a crowd that had gathered in Guizhou Province's Anshun City on Tuesday clashed with police as they protested the previous beating of a disabled fruit vendor, which they said resulted in her death. Chinese officials pledged to investigate how she had died, saying they would conduct a medical autopsy.
Yemen. Security forces on Wednesday wounded at least 4 peaceful protesters as they fired on pro-democracy rallies in Ibb City and the town of Rada.
Libya. Recognizing the Libyan Transitional National Council as the country's legitimate representative, the British government also announced that £91 million in oil assets would be unfrozen to aid the Libyan people's basic needs. In addition, the Transitional Council appointed Mahmoud Naqwa as its ambassador to the UK.
Syria. Activists reported that on Wednesday, Syrian security forces raided Kanakur, just south of Damascus, killing at least 11 people, wounding others, and arresting more than 250 residents of the town.
Israel. Protests that began 2 weeks ago over a lack of affordable housing have spread across the nation, with a prominent tent camp now extending for a kilometer through the middle of Tel Aviv, and at least 25 more that have sprung up in other cities. Although Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded on Tuesday, July 26, with pledges to reduce housing prices and speed the construction of low-cost homes, protests continue as demonstrators call for more actions to address the rising cost of living and what they say is a growing gap between rich and poor. With recent surveys indicating public approval for the protesters, along with a drop in the Prime Minister's popularity, the Histadrut, which is Israel's organization of trade unions, as well as the Union of Local Authorities, have also announced their support, with a general strike planned for August 1st. Meanwhile, dozens demonstrated before the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange Thursday after Histadrut officials called for Prime Minister Netanyahu to open a dialogue by Saturday on solutions to resolve the social crisis. Meanwhile, Agence France-Presse reported that doctors in Israel continue to protest low wages and unfavorable working conditions, with senior members of the Israel Medical Association marching from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem to present the Prime Minister with a petition Friday signed by tens of thousands of people.
As we sorrow for the lives lost and the plight of those injured and oppressed, we pray that the strife in all nations may stop as people everywhere choose dignity and freedom in a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Stop war, huh? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business. And the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife. And the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history and we should never start the war in any case.
Tôi phải làm chiến sĩ hòa bình, xin hòa giải. Vì nếu em chờ tôi chờ anh, chờ nhau mãi. Rồi tóc sẽ thôi xanh, tình sẽ thành ngáng trái. Bạn sẽ thành thù, núi cao biến thành sông sâu. Ngôn ngữ con người rồi bất lực. tại sao ta phải khóc? Khi ta có thể cười, tại sao bỏ niềm vui đi tìm nỗi khổ? Hãy nắm tay nhau bay qua miền giống tổ, nhìn xuống cuộc đời cười vang vang đất trời bên nhau. Hãy ôm nhau vào lòng nói lời thánh thiện, nói lời yêu thương dựng lại thiên đường ngày cũ, ngày mới vào đời nhau đó nghe em.
Let peace be here now.
Save our planet. With temperatures having steadily increased due to global warming over the past several decades, new and higher 30-year averages based on readings between 1981 and 2010 are established by the U.S. National Weather Service.
Save our planet. Scientists in India state that as of the end of July 2011, the capital Delhi is registering a 64% shortage of rain compared to other normal monsoon years, with concerns being raised as the region's aquifers threaten to run dry.
Kakapo, and I'm so glad to be vegan. Today, I have an eco tip while traveling. Have you heard of a refillable water pouch? It takes little room in your suitcase and saves you buying and then disposing of plastic water bottles. When the water is finished, you can roll the pouch up and keep it in your pocket until you fill it up again. Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, for the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, South Korea donates $1.8 million to AULAC or Vietnam to establish the ACEAN Cyber University. Funded through the Korea International Cooperation Agency, or KOICA, the online training support center will be developed by Hanoi Science and Technology University and completed by July 2012. The project is part of South Korea's cooperation project to help students in more remote areas to be able to avail themselves of higher education. AULAC, Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar or Burma are the countries originally included in this plan. Our sincere appreciation, South Korea, for your caring initiative. May your endeavor meet with great success in providing excellent education opportunities to bright young individuals.
In ecology news, Canadian researchers find that trees provide dwellings for abundant wildlife. Dr. Kathy Martin and colleagues of the Faculty of Forestry at the University of British Columbia conducted a study in which it was discovered that more than 1,000 species of birds and mammals utilize holes in the trees for nesting and shelter. Outside of North America, over 75% of the cavities are a result of the natural aging process of trees, which takes at least one century. In North America, as much as 99% of the indentations were created by woodpeckers. Our many thanks, Dr. Martin and team, for highlighting some of the invaluable benefits which both older trees and our industrious woodpecker friends so kindly offer. May the treasured balance of nature be protected and restored to bring our world to a forever flourishing state. Up next on Noteworthy News, a successful bird rescue is broadcast live on radio in Mumbai, India. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. Stay tuned for more leading news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a responsible world. In animal protection news, Mumbai radio host RJ Mantra received the Hero to Animals Award from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, India. Mr. Mantra and his co-workers called the Mumbai Fire Brigade when he found a parrot trapped in electric wires outside his office of Red FM 93.5. The successful rescue lasted 3 hours and was broadcast live to the community, which responded with loving concern about the bird's well-being. Our hats off, RJ Mantra, your radio team, and the Mumbai Fire Brigade for saving the life of this beautiful feathered friend. May all exquisite avian co-inhabitants fly and land freely and safely on our shared ecosphere.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Marriage.
Hello, John.
Joe said to John. They meet each other for the first time since the war's end. Did you marry that girl you used to go out with, or you are still doing your own cooking and ironing? He said yes. Yes mean marry and still cooking and ironing.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Secrets of the Universe Revealed with Dolores Cannon on Science and Spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Dolores is a great person. Very interesting. Cheers. Energy.
Fascinating stuff. Forest.
Vibrant energy and forest. Thank you for your enthusiastic comments. Dolores Cannon's revelations are indeed amazing. We pray all humanity joins in the great evolution of consciousness, which Ms. Cannon envisions as the future for our planet. With all our best wishes and heaven's love.
If you have a heartline today, we would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart reverberate with soothing celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting between Pakistani Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kaur and her Indian counterpart S.M. Krishna, the two agreed to relax travel restrictions for Jammu and Kashmir state as they pledge to continue dialogue in what both call a new era of bilateral cooperation.
In an effort to protect public health, El Salvador's Legislative Assembly overrides a presidential veto to approve a ban on smoking in closed public spaces, including areas where children are present, as well as a requirement for cigarette packets to display warning messages. For its noble and life-saving measures, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the Legislative Assembly of El Salvador with a Shining World Leadership Award.
U.S.-based company Scaled Composites reveals its Bipod, a two-seated hybrid electric flying car designed to be driven from the left cockpit and flown on the right, with batteries that recharge during flight at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour.
The government of Iraqi Kurdistan approves a draft law banning female genital mutilation, as well as prohibiting forced and child marriages, which has been sent for ratification by Kurdistan Regional Government President Masoud Barzani.
Mr. Carlos Cancel, a 41-year-old New York City, USA doorman, courageously risks his own life to save a man who had fallen off the subway platform in the city onto the train tracks. For his quick and selfless action, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Cancel with the Shining World Hero Award.
Rwandan officials successfully rescue 6 orphaned mountain gorillas from poachers, returning the critically endangered animals to the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to be restored to their natural habitat.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.